Welcome to episode 27 of Jesus and Coffee. I'm so glad you're here. It is an opportunity that I have to sit with you today and discuss something that I think we often overlook as we journey toward whatever we are after in this life, right? And sometimes as we are building that relationship with Christ, we have questions. And a lot of those questions that I've heard and that I've had are, how could these things happen to me if there's a God? I remember growing up, I was in not so good family situation as a child. There was a lot of abuse, whether it was emotional or mental or physical. And then I went into foster homes where there was abuse. And then I went into group homes where I kind of felt just, you know, not loved in a lot of the spaces I was in as a kid. So as I grew up and would hear my grandmother or my uncle talk about God, I reflected on my grandfather being a pastor. And I would just think to myself, how? Like, how can you all praise this amazing God who let these horrible things happen to me as a child, as an adolescent, and as a young adult, where I am dealing with constant pain? You know, I've got different friends passing away in my arms from gunshot wounds. I've got other friends getting incarcerated. I'm going through so much trauma after trauma, and I'm continuing to think to myself, there is no way that there is a God, and he's just sitting back watching all of these things happen to me. Why does he allow me to hurt so much if he's real? If he loves me, why does he keep allowing me to be exposed to all of this stuff, right? And it wasn't until I was in prison and I was on my knees praying to God, because I really didn't have anything left to do. I had tried manipulating my way out. That didn't work. I had tried convincing my way out. That didn't work. I had tried reaching out to people and nobody was answering the call. I literally had nothing left. So I was like, well, let me try God, right? And so I started praying and things started moving, and I made a promise to God that if God would help me to get out of prison, you know, whenever that was, that if he would help me to get out of prison and put my kids back under one roof and get a car and a house, that I would do what I could, you know, to honor him and to tell everyone about him, right? And so as I came home from prison and I got that little row home on Rare Street in Reading, Pennsylvania, and that little Nissan Maxima that wouldn't go over 70 without starting to tremble, and I brought all my kids under one roof, even though the roof wasn't the best, it was a roof, got my little job, and things just started working, right? And I was reminded of my promise. So I continued to honor my promise, and God continued to honor his, and we continued to build that. And as I got older, I realized, wow, it wasn't God making those things happen to me. It was free will. I'm not even going to blame it on the enemy. Yes, the enemy probably played a part in a lot of those things, but a lot of those things that happened to me were because someone made a choice, and that choice had a result that hurt me. And as I got older, I began to make choices. And some of those choices ended up with results that hurt me. And I was blaming God for all of the work that other people wouldn't do. And then I began to blame God for all of the work that I refused to do. And what I realized is, man, all I had to do was choose different. All I had to do was do my best in every situation, was honor God with my words, honor God with my thoughts, honor God with my walk and the way that I lived out this life. And when I did that, whatever I couldn't do, whatever I didn't know better than, God made provision for. God would send people to help me along the way. God would send people to nudge me if I was walking off track. God made a bridge for every space I couldn't figure out how to get over. And times where the bridge wasn't there, God parted the sea. God always made way where I couldn't. And it was so amazing and profound when I came to the place where I understood that it was not God sitting somewhere quietly saying, ooh, with the evil grin, you know, rubbing his hands together. That wasn't it. It was God giving us people, human beings, free will. Just like Adam and Eve, he gave them instructions and they did their thing. He gave us instructions too. And they're in the Bible. And we have the choice whether or not we're going to follow those instructions or whether we're going to do our own thing. And when we do our own thing, that thing can bring pain upon us. That thing can bring pain upon our children. That thing can tie us into curses and generational trauma that we've got to pray our way out of. So I'm talking to you today, friend. If you're in a season where you're questioning whether or not God has you in mind, I promise He does. God has a plan that is so amazing for you that you have not even begun to think about. Your mind can't comprehend the amazing things that God has ahead for you. But you have a choice to make. You have to choose whether you're going to continue to do what you've been doing, whether you're going to continue to go down the road you've been on, or whether you're going to pump those brakes and begin to tap into God and begin to look at the plan He has for your life. Turn away from the desires that are flesh-like and tap into the desires that are Christ-like. Begin to make choices that reflect the life you want and watch God honor your steps. Watch Him change things for your children. Watch Him change your life and begin to attach you to people, places, and things that continue to bring you closer to the life He created for you to have. Friend, it is all on the other side of your next decision. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you today just thanking you for an awakened mind, thanking you that I've been able to see the error of my ways, Lord. And I just thank you that you show my friends that same mercy and grace today, Lord. I come to you knowing that I am so imperfect, Lord. We will wake up. We will make mistakes. We will have flaws. We will sin. Lord, I ask that you would receive us as we repent. Lord, that you would forgive us as we cry out for your mercy. Lord, that you would offer us grace as we continue to try to make it right. Lord, we will never be perfect, but Lord, we know that we serve a perfect God, and that as long as we are aligning our steps with your will, that we will always be right where we're supposed to be. So I just ask that you would help us to get there, that you would continue to send us the people, places, and things that we need along our journey. Lord, that you would help us to see that everything that happens in this world is not your fault, Lord, that you have given us clear instructions, and that if we live a life according to those instructions, that life feels good, Lord. Help us to see the way that we can set our lives up. Lord, that if we release that control, if we release that power, if we give ourselves to you and begin to make decisions that look like the ones you've instructed us to do, that, Lord, it all works out for the good in the end. Lord, I thank you for this moment. I thank you for this day. I thank you for the opportunity to gather. I thank you for those that you are sending my way, Lord, near and far. I thank you for those that are listening from the East Coast of the United States to the West Coast of the United States, the Midwest, the North, the South, Lord, and every area in between. Lord, I thank you for those in a different country. Lord, I thank you that those in different languages are translating this right now, Lord. Lord, I just hear that someone is listening in from a different country, Lord, and this language may sound foreign to them, Lord, that they are getting this translated right now, Lord, and that the Holy Spirit is moving in this space. Lord, I know that there is greatness attached to this podcast, and I know that somebody listening right now is about to embark on some new territory, Lord, that this new territory is going to require them to be a new person, Lord, and that right now is the day that everything changes, Lord, that the shift is upon us, that they are going to start making decisions that they don't even recognize, Lord, because they are kingdom decisions. Lord, that the people that they're going to start to communicate with, they've never talked to people like this before, Lord, and that though they feel a little insecure, Lord, that you are going to build them up, that you're going to show them who they are and who you've created them to be, Lord, and that they are going to walk boldly into this new space. Lord, I can't wait to hear all of the good news. Lord, I just ask that you would continue to keep me around so that I can see all of these things manifest for everyone listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, if you have a praise report, I'd like to hear it. Let me know. Find me on Instagram or Facebook. I'm at Beasy Baby everywhere. That's BEASYBAYBIE. You can also go to my website. I'm at BeasyBaby.com. I hope you have an amazing day. God bless you, friend.